Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jimmy Floyd in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. From the impending end of suburbia, we turn now to the end of the driver's license. For 30 years now, researchers have been seeing a steady drop in the number of 16-year-olds getting behind the wheel and striving for a license. A study released yesterday aimed to shine a light on why young adults aren't so keen to drive a car. So listeners, we want to hear from you. If you're a young adult without a license, tell us why you're not eager, itching, or even desperate to take the test and get behind the wheel. The study looked at 18 to 39-year-olds. If you're in that age group and you don't have a license, tell us why not. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And millennials, are you planning on it eventually? How are you faring without a license? What's holding you back? Any parents listening who have experience with this, 212-433-WNYC. And we're especially eager to hear from teenagers, 16, 17, or 18-year-olds listening right now. We'll save a few phone lines for you, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And as always, you can leave a comment at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Joining me now to talk about the study, as we take your calls, is Alex Goldmark, reporter for WNYC's Transportation Nation. Hey, Alex.
Hello.
So the number one reason these unlicensed people surveyed in this new study gave was, get this, they're too busy or they don't have enough time to get a driver's license. Yeah. All right. So what exactly does this mean, Alex?
Yeah, so that took me by surprise because I figured that it might be the recession and the cost of driving, or it might be that they were even afraid, or that maybe they were living at home and they could hitch a ride with parents or something like that. All of that factors in, but the top reason, 27% of these people who don't have a license said the main reason, not just a reason, but the main reason was, we're too busy. We don't want to wait online. Yeah. So we asked on Facebook and Twitter on the Transportation Nation pages, you know, what is this right? Because I was just shocked. And people said, well, yeah, the line is really long. I don't want to have to take a comp day. It's just not worth it for me to deal with the hassle. It was almost like saying, if they can't do it in an app, it's not worth doing right now.
And this is, in a multitasking world, the way people think. And the DMV is notoriously time-consuming. But that's certainly a mindset shift from, I don't know, 30 years ago.
Well, right. So I think it was maybe a little more than 30 years ago, about 46% of 16-year-olds had a license to drive back in 1983, right? 46%. In the most recent numbers, in 2010, it was just 28% of 16-year-olds. So people have just been not rushing to drive.
Other studies, though, that you've looked at have shown that there might be a connection between, say, internet use and not having a driver's license, something that was not a part of the study yesterday.
Right. So this survey only asked one question that was kind of related to internet use. We've seen in a bunch of different anecdotal research and some other topics saying one of the reasons younger people like transit so much is they can use their cell phones while they're on it. They can keep texting. They can stay connected with friends. It's a more efficient use of time. And the trade-off between the freedom of your own car and having to go along a bus route, it's a different dynamic than it used to be. And this survey didn't ask that. The only question it asked about online communication was, are you able to get your business done online? So, you know, I'm sure that some people are choosing not to get a license because they can telecommute. But there's probably another factor at work there about people who just don't feel like they need to drive to socialize when they're younger.
I'm so glad to hear that people are not telecommuting while they're driving. All right, let's take a call from Jesse. Jesse, you are on WNYC with Alex Goldmark of Transportation Nation. What's up?
Hi. I'm 26 years old, and I don't even have a learner's permit. I only have a state ID card.
And why not, Jesse?
I live in Queens, and while the mass transit system is not as good as Manhattan or, say, Brooklyn, well, I live in a part of Queens that doesn't have any subways near it, but there's a pretty good bus network nearby, and I can take a bus to subways close by. I lived on Staten Island for a while, and while that place doesn't have any subways. I live pretty close to the Verrazano Bridge, and I could take a bus across the bridge to Bay Ridge and take the train there.
Well, Jesse, that makes a lot of sense, and I appreciate your call. In fact, Alex, the number two reason people gave was related to cost. It was too expensive to have and drive a car, which is what you had suspected when you first started looking at the study. But there were other reasons people gave. 12%, like Jesse, said that they are able to get transport. Oh, no, he says 10% said they preferred public transportation, like Jesse. 12% said they could get transportation from others. 10% said they preferred to bike.
So, yeah,
so there are these other reasons.
If you were to add up all of the I don't need a car type answers, right? Someone in my household also has a car that will drive me, or I like to bike, or I like to walk, or I like to use public transportation. It adds up to a little more than too busy. and you got to assume that many of the people who are saying they're too busy, they're figuring out how to get around, because everybody needs to leave the house somehow. So it also speaks to the idea that people are living in places where maybe the car isn't so essential.
Or maybe is a burden.
Well, that's certainly why number two is owning and maintaining a vehicle. Now, the rates for insurance for younger people is very high and it has gone up. So the relative cost for a young person to own a car is increasing.
Younger people like Olivia. Olivia's in Fairfield, Connecticut. Thank you for calling us, Olivia. You're on WNYC with Alex Goldmark. Are you there? Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
So what's up, Olivia? Are you driving yet?
I am finally driving, but it did take me a long time to get my license. And through the whole process, my mom was telling me, I think, about this study that you guys are talking about. And she was saying, you know, Olivia, your generation really doesn't want to get a license. And she just thought it was really funny that I was part of that.
How old are you, Olivia?
I'm 19.
And, well, you said finally that you're still pretty young, Olivia. How long did it take? I guess, when did you get the license? Just now or last year or when?
A little under a year ago, but I got my permit, like, shortly after I turned 16 and then just never learned how to drive until maybe 6 months before getting my license.
Is it a priority among your friends to drive? Do you feel like you can't hang out and socialize with them if you don't have access to your own cars where you guys can get behind the wheel?
No, you know what? Out of my whole group of friends, I think two of us drive, and we just kind of make it work, get rides from parents, or, you know, those two people do a lot of driving for the rest of the friend group.
Are you now one of those two people?
I am, yes.
Oh, well.
Welcome to life as a chauffeur.
Yeah. In my mom's minivan, too.
So. Oh, no.
No, it's actually really great. It's really fun.
All right. Well, good for you. Drive responsibly.
I will.
Thanks for calling, Olivia. We're going to go now to Henry. Henry, are you also in Fairfield, Connecticut?
Olivia, I got my learner's permit at 16, but it took me a year and a half to actually get my license.
Is this a Fairfield thing?
Well, I don't know, but one thing especially that I've experienced and I've heard from friends who are juniors and seniors in high school is that we have a lot going on in our lives between sports and extracurriculars, and then especially juniors and seniors are looking towards college, and you're going to have SAT prep and college essays to focus on, and the regulations in Connecticut say that you have to have 30 hours of drive-in school, and for many kids, it's the choice between really striving to do their best to get into college and getting a license. And in the long term, I think good choices come April of senior year are more appealing than driving around with friends.
Henry, you're making a fantastic point. Kids these days are so much busy. I mean, it is so true. We're here joking around about how busy you guys think you are, but the fact of the matter is you are so much busier than kids were even 15 years ago, certainly 25 years ago. Absolutely a fair point.
And this plays into what some of this data shows when you dive a little deeper, in that of the younger people who don't have licenses, most of them say they're going to get their license in a year. So the people who are 18 to 29, all of them who don't have licenses in this survey, the top answer was going to get our license soon. Just got to get around to it. Whereas in the 30s, the people who don't have their license, most of them say, we're never going to do it. They're just, they're lifers without a license. So it does seem like it's a delaying process as much as, or maybe more than it is a, I just don't want my license.
Well, and I noticed the two people who've called us are from Connecticut. I got to fess up. I grew up in New York City, 25 years old. I think a lot of it's regional. If you're living in a place where you don't need a license, you've got good public transportation, it's not necessary. But if you're in a place where you need the car to get around, there's more of a reason to get it.
But there's an interaction effect there because younger people are choosing more than they used to try to live in urban areas, as we were learning in our last segment.
Right, right. End of the suburbs.
Right.
Let me go out to George on the Upper East Side. I think he's got a unique take on our topic. George, you're on WNYC with the Transportation Nation's Alex Goldmark.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm an instructor. I actually taught in high school, and I also taught for driving schools. It's very expensive to learn to drive. The first thing is that driving school is not cheap. There's a very high fail rate. The people that give the tests are absolutely mercurial almost about, you know, making kids take the test over and over and over again. Even if they make the slightest little error, or they don't look in their mirror, there's little tricks that if you don't know the tricks, you're not going to pass the driver's license exam. It's very expensive. It costs $80 to get a driver's license.
Good point. And so, George, you're saying it's almost a hassle to get it.
Well, it's not only a hassle, but you get parking tickets. You go through a speed trap where you're a few miles above the speed limit. They give you a ticket. If you go through one of these cameras, they'll take a picture of your car. Even if you go through in a green light and the light changes, as you go through the light, it's taking your picture. You can't contest it. If you go to court, it takes hours and hours. You can't win ever unless you have a lawyer.
George, thank you.
And the lawyer costs a fortune.
Thank you for your call. And this follows a larger trend, Alex. Fewer and fewer people are driving cars in general. So I guess before you go, my question would be, is the decline in numbers of young adults with driver's licenses a bad thing? Is it a good thing?
Well,
are more people going to ride their bikes?
I think it reflects a cultural shift. But the AAA has raised one concern about this, and that is that the way we license our drivers is a graduated system. You start with a learner's permit, then a provisional license, and it's based on age. You can only drive in many states when you just get your license with a family member. Well, if they don't get their licenses until they're 21, well, maybe it'd be a little more dangerous that they don't have that system. And the new drivers at 21 are just taking to the streets without that.
Taking to the streets. That's me, Alex Goldmark. All right. Always good to see you, Alex. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. Brian will be live on Monday. Thank you for listening.